This recording, West Virginia 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Tower Center. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was fair price for a cure." This is a story about when I first started in the coal mines. I was 18 years old, and I was excited about going in the coal mines because at the time, that was the biggest paying job in that area. And I was excited about being one of the big wheel. You're making big money. That's what they call when you make a lot of money. They call it big money. So I went in the coal mines, and it's not like it is now where they put you in. You have to have somebody with you at all times. Then they put you up in the face area, and they left you by yourself, and you had to shovel, and that was to prove to them that you could do the work. Well, I had never heard the top work or do what they call bump. That's when the mountain settles, and it just puts out a big bump. And about the third time I heard it, I had never seen anybody all night long. I went by the electricians. They said I was about 2 foot off the ground when I run by them. I was going so fast. But it was an experience. It started like in January the 13th, 1967, and I was in the coal mines until about 6 months ago, and this is 2000. So quite a time in the coal mines.